Mix 94.7 KMCH. Guest of the day, 8:11, Marcel Kelkutsky sits to my right. How are you, good sir?
I am good this morning.
It's been a morning. You've been up. You were up probably before I was.
I was. We were talking earlier. My wife, if she chooses to go to work on time, she decided to wait until the roads are better, but usually leaves around 5, so that meant snow clearing had to start a little bit before that.
I walked in at 5:03, and it's just been, I should have had you bring me like a coffee or something. Marcel, here's my list. Could you grab the? It's been crazy, but things are starting to calm down a little bit. As far as right now, Beckman Catholic at Western Dubuque Schools, 2-hour delay.
I don't anticipate that being changed. I told the kids yesterday, I don't see this would be a closure. However, after doing my driveway this morning, where I have some gravel and some concrete, the gravel's a little bit squishy this morning underneath that snow. So I'm sure that the county crews that are out are having a little trouble with that, and that might have been why some of these areas here further to the west where it seems like there was more snow.
And if something changes, I've told you we have the breaking news ready. Okay. The music is ready to go.
If my phone buzzes while we're here.
If your phone or watch goes off, we'll interrupt our conversation. So,
and make some kids happy.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about what's been going on. Give me some board updates from there.
We had our board meeting last night. A big chunk of the meeting we spent talking with both our board and the Xavier board, because we meet together for our first parts of our meetings, was talking about the ESA proposal. Obviously, there's implications for us as a non-public accredited school if that were to pass. Mm-hmm. Lots of unknowns yet. You know, the bill has what's in it. So we tried to spend some time with our board helping them to understand what the current provisions are. If this would pass, what some things we have to start thinking about, because there's potential that we'd have to do some planning based on what the final, if that bill passes and the governor signs it, obviously, you know, things would be impacted because there's families now that have, if that bill passes, would have additional options to be able to look at non-public schools such as ourselves. And so we'd want to have things ready for when those questions come from those people who might be interested.
Yeah, so it's kind of almost like a hurry up and wait.
It is a little bit because knowing the legislative process, just because this is what it says today doesn't mean that when it hits the governor's desk, that's what it's going to look like either. And so really until it's through the full process, and if it passes, then you know you start to look at how that's going to be in play.
One of the other things you guys are already working on, and this is part of it, planning for that whole next school year and everything.
So you kind of So we're working on that too. So you're kind of in a two track right now. Mm-hmm. If the ESAs pass, here's what some implications could be. If they don't pass, here's what we need to do. So board's just talking, you know, a little bit about with our finance council about, you know, what our plans are for next year. We have to look at those pieces just like any other school does. So we gave the board an update, kind of some of where those conversations have been. We really tried to do some of that work at our February, March meetings as well.
One of the cool things that Beckman Catholic does is this apprenticeship program, and that will continue in the new year.
It will. And we actually, the board last night approved another program for us to look at. Right after we started our first apprenticeship and announced that in the summer with FarmTech, Fairway Stores approached us, said, hey, would you be interested? Because we have an apprenticeship program we do with some schools across the state as well in meat cutting.
Oh, cool.
So last night, the board approved that. When we started to look into that, we would work with Boone High School. Mm-hmm. Boone's where Fairway's corporate office is. And so they've worked with Boone High School on some pieces. So there's a collaborative agreement that we'll be looking to sign with Boone to provide the meat cutting courses in an online format. And they're open and willing to do that. We already have, the other piece was, we looked at some of our existing coursework that we do that already matched up and was apprenticeship approved. Mm-hmm. So some of our agricultural classes we teach, along with a math course, meet the other requirements for the meat cutting program. So we'll be working between now and the start of next school year on finalizing those pieces and then seeing if we have students interested. Mm-hmm. If we have students interested, we'll then go through the process with them of meeting with Fairway and talking to them and seeing what this is about. And if we have some students that would be the right fit for Fairway, hopefully we'd have a couple kids walking up from school up the hill to the Dyersville Fairway store.
Getting ready to hit the ground beef running and raise the stakes.
Yep.
I've been working on that the whole time while you were talking about it. Wanted to make sure to get that out. Marcel Kelkutsky along with us. Catholic Schools Week coming up as well.
Yes, and that is the last week of January, so we're finalizing some of our plans for that. The thing I'd like to do this morning is just invite anyone who's interested on that Wednesday, which is February 1st. We have a weekly mass every Wednesday, as long as there's not a weather delay cancellation. And Catholic Schools Week is notorious for that. If you talk to anybody who's worked in Catholic schools, that week that we have this usually leads to some weather. But hoping that the weather's fine that week, we have a Mass at 10:20 every Wednesday. And so for Catholic Schools Week, we're inviting the community, if they'd like to join us for Mass that day, you're welcome to come in and celebrate with us. And then following Mass, we'll have some refreshments and some of our student ambassadors available to give school tours. We've done some renovation work in the last about 6 to 7 years. When we have some alumni and other guests come in, they're like, oh, we didn't know all this has happened. Mm-hmm. The greenhouse is running. So depending on the weather and how that's worked, what we can do, because we have some research projects going on already, whether or not we can let guests in. But we'll have some tours that day, cookies and punch afterwards. So if people are interested in coming over, we just ask that they contact us at school by Monday that week, which would be the 30th, just so we have an accurate count. Mm-hmm. And if we have a lot of guests, then we'll determine. We normally have Mass in the auditorium, but if we have a lot of folks coming, we can move it to the gym. So we just want to be prepped for that and then have enough cookies and punch, obviously, for guests that are coming.
Next time you're here, we're going to talk about the musical. We're going to talk about FFA. I know there's big districts going on. Yes. I've been asked to be one of the judges for Ag Broadcasting this year.
So you're
year.
Coming over.
So I get to see the place.
We're hosting districts this year.
Yeah, so I get to help judge districts this year. So what else you got for us as we kind of wrap our time
Other, the other piece I had is just you mentioned the musical. We have selected that right now. Now the plan is to have it be Footloose end of March 23rd, 24th, 25th in that time frame. So they're just getting started with practice auditions when we got back from Christmas break. So that'll be up on the calendar. Maybe if I can convince some kids, maybe in March they can come over. We always have to look at, for us, we have to make
have
sure
them drive the tractors towards each other like they do in the Footloose movie. That would be fantastic. On East Main, just do it. It'd be great.
So that's, and you're right, FFA week's coming up. So we'll probably, next month, sometimes we'll see if some of our FFA members can come over and chat about some of the work that they do.
Always good to see you. Thanks for making the time, and be safe on your drive there today.
I will. Right? So, yep, you too, whenever you're headed back.
I might sleep here today. I might need a nap after this show. Marcel Kalkutsky with Beckman Catholic. You can, of course, see his smiling face on our website at kmch.com. We've got two more exciting guests coming your way in just a matter of moments. Stick around.
Looking to see.